Are you really learning in school? You must not allow your parents to use school as a babysitter. You must not allow your teachers to trick you into memorization. Friends and social life are not an excuse to stay in a bad school. Grab your friends and transfer to something better, or learn on your own. A bad school diploma does not get you anything. It only shows people that they can cheat you. On the other hand, dumping a broken school and transferring to something that does show results makes a world of difference. For one, it will help you experience independence. With a small measure of discomfort, it will help your mind become stronger. You do not want to work at a company that expects you to waste years on junk lectures. Your years are precious. Each year must find you smarter, stronger, and wiser. Rejection of pretending to learn and not following others will help you grow. Finding lectures or books that do make you smarter and wiser will help you build your own company. Schools are almost certainly completely broken. They may be so broken that otherwise normal people may need dangerous medications to pass. You must resist memorization and merely getting good at passing tests, because that is not a real education. That's just basic acting. It is nowhere near enough to be in school or even to have good grades. You must ask yourself if you are learning for real and if what you are learning is useful to you. You must ask yourself if you are seeing real results, if what you have learned had a positive impact on you. And you may not be able to find a school. It is a real tragedy. We failed you. Even if fake it until you make it has already turned the world into a brittle Cheeto, there is hope. The hope is in self-education. The people who invented school and those who had made breakthroughs in science begun self-education with a single thread or a question. They followed a single, unbroken line of curiosities and answers. Start with survey courses in science and adventure. To find your beginning, search carefully amongst electronics, art and sculpture or painting and music, computers, design, programming. Find the start, get your answers, and rest. And now resume from where you're left off. No stress, no hard work. You may only need Lego Technic and Raspberry Pi kits with sensors, maybe a book about Unix, and a couple of used cheap 3D printers that you can splice together. The only thing that you have to be mindful of is keeping a small research journal and building a huge, beautiful, and colorful portfolio. In fact, your portfolio should become one of the main reasons for becoming a graphic designer and possibly a web developer. After all, you are capturing your pure joy, and your path of self-education is pure pride. This kind of coupling, where the want of beautiful portfolio pushes you towards design and possibly programming, happens often. A personal want has driven many independent inventors before you. Difference between being taught and reaching out for knowledge yourself is like night and day. One takes you to enlightenment, and the other, oftentimes, towards hating Mondays, waiting for Wednesdays, and drinking on Fridays while you wonder if you hate your life. I am sorry to say this, but it is very likely that you will not be accepted to Harvard. not even Peace Corps. But listen, what does an institution that expects you to sit through worthless, mind-numbing lectures matter to you? What does that say about their values and ideals and deans and the friends and experiences you will encounter there? Don't bother with things that are not worth your time. We have to find a way to fix the world. We have to fix schools. We have to fix poverty. And damn it, we can't go through our lives with atomic weapons pointed at our families. Ideas like mutually assured destruction and banning certain weapons in war, but not war itself, really shows us how young of a civilization we are. Now we race for a high school or college diploma by pretending to learn with memorization while teachers pretend they didn't force us into it for a paycheck. And deans pretend they have no idea this is going on. And for the mere stress of massive, unforgivable student debt, we can get a brand name education that recruiters will void their bowels over. Oh, and not to mention the 13th Amendment, where we can be sent into legal slavery by downloading the complete questionable works of Lady Gaga in MP3 format, or even just participating in IPFS to host our own poems. There is nothing that you will gain from not learning. Pretending to get educated is just the same as staying uneducated. Spewing useless gibberish about trig or powerhouses of the cell only makes people look foolish. Not only that, but eventually they figure out they get tricked into cramming. And now not only do they look foolish, but heartbreakingly start feeling it too. For those of you who did get tricked, please, just listen to top-rated audiobooks in the science, adventure, philosophy, and memoir section. It won't take too long to catch up. That whole thing about not being able to learn fast because you are older is fake. As you get older, your bullshit meters get better. It is just that you are no longer willing to waste your time on useless things. That's why books work, but retaking the GED still does nothing. But do take it easy, especially when you are young. Learn to avoid troublemakers. They are just children with aged faces. And no, there are no exceptions. And no, you are not meant to fill in the blanks for them. The last thing you need is your husband deciding to smoke weed or become a drunk or worse 15 years into a marriage because it is now legal. There is no excuse, no shortcuts. In the world of lack of education, we need wisdom. It is our operating system. It is our everything. Our minds are so powerful. It is so easy to inherit from memoirs lifetimes of knowledge. When combining fascinating books with incredible adventures, when you find yourself atop of an ancient dune in the middle of a nasty storm, listening to a life-changing book, it all becomes clear. You are underestimating yourself. Most of us have no idea how powerful we are. Our only problem is that in the face of not knowing, we can be easily misled and follow useless paths for years, even decades, such as is the case with ineffective education. So speak out, don't follow, and don't be silent. With the aid of your classroom friends, Make it clear to your teacher that you would rather study things that are relevant to you personally, that enlighten your path and produce lasting results that you can build on. Read books. Begin your self-education. And develop the skills necessary to express your concerns about the school just turning you into profits. Fill an auditorium. Give speeches and talks in multiple schools. Become a leader, an inspiration, a great being. Do not follow. Life is too precious, and your wisdom is too important.